Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you. We are live July 1st, 2024. This is a live reaction to what happened with the Supreme Court ruling today. So welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you with us. So let's see who's here. Up Iowa, Rhode Island. We love Rochelle, Rhode Island. We love Westerly, Rhode Island. So Rhode Island is in the house. Let's see who else is here. Tallahassee, Florida, Tennessee, Louisiana. Just do what they did with the Ten Commandments, and other states are following suit now. Maine, Idaho, Tampa, Florida, Australia. Hello to our friends across the globe in Australia watching. Maryland, Washington, D.C. Oh, we're going to pray for you because that place is about to implode. So we're going to pray for our friends who are watching in Washington, D.C. We have many Californians jumping in. Michigans, we were just there for Reawaken America. So hello to everybody else jumping on. Sadie has now jumped on the desk for the second time. I'm sorry. There's Toby in the background. I was running late, but I had to run errands with Chris. And sometimes Chris moves a little slower than others. And he also needed something to eat. And I could not deny him that. So I had to sit down with him and get him something to eat while we were out. And that is why I'm late. So just everybody knows why that is why. Oh, I see people from Alaska and New York. Here we go. Welcome, welcome. About 4 hours behind us in Alaska, by the way, in their time zone, I believe. And it is light about 22 hours a day there in the summer. So it is, you would have to get blackout curtains to go to sleep because it's always light out in Alaska in the summer. Okay, so as people are jumping on for this, I'm going to open up in prayer. And then we're going to get into this live reaction. There's a lot to this that is going down and that is happening. So we want to get into all of it with you. Okay, so you might see Sadie's tail as I'm praying, but I'm just going to go with it here. And now Cyrus is here. They're all coming in. This is the ark for a reason, guys, and this is why. So let's open up in prayer, and then we can go on with our evening here and what we have to talk about. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise that is due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth. Yeshua HaMashiach, he was the word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He died for our sins. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us, Lord. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Lord, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father, as we come before you, Lord, in all humility tonight, Father. Lord, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord, that your power would mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, that your glory would be made known, that your word goes out ahead of us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lead and guide us in your wisdom and your truth, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Lord. And we just thank you, Father God. We praise you, Lord. As we go forth, your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That includes Toby and everybody else in here right now, Father. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, welcome to those who are jumping on. Something has set Toby off. Sadie, honey, you're sitting right where my notes would be. I mean, when I tell you right where my notes would be, honey, is this appropriate? Is this appropriate? No, it's not appropriate, Momsy, but I like doing it anyway. Okay. Okay, we'll see if she stays down. I doubt that's happening. Her hair flies everywhere every time I pick her up and try to move her. Okay. So we have just a few quick announcements as people are jumping on, because we had something incredible happen today with the Supreme Court and we need to talk about it. So First, we have animal pics, and we have a new animal at the sanctuary. Let me tell you something. Animals just show up here. This is not the ark for nothing, and we're going to get into that, but I'm very serious about that. This is the ark for a reason, and animals just show up, and we have had a new member sent by God just show up at the sanctuary yesterday. So let's get into the photos quick. We'll introduce you to him. Okay, this is Piccolo. So we've decided to name him Piccolo. Piccolo is a helmet pigeon. He had a ring around his leg. He actually landed at one of our properties yesterday. He ran up to me and Gus. Gus happened to be here. He came in and asked me if we got a new animal. And I said, what are you talking about? And he showed me the picture. We went running outside. This little fella came running out to us from under the truck, very tired and hungry. We have traced him to the American Helmet Association, and their headquarters is in Oregon. So wouldn't that be, it's interesting because some of our animal staff said that would be almost impossible for that bird to come from Oregon and land right at the ark. And I said, well, actually, that is where God thrives, is in the impossible. That's where he operates out of. What is not possible with man is possible with God. And this little guy landed at the sanctuary. We have him in a nice big cage. We do have him isolated right now because the doctor has to see him. And it looks like we're going to get to keep him. So they were very grateful. We took him in and we're giving him such great care. I think we're going to call him Piccolo. But yep, just landed at the ark. And this is not the first time this has happened, guys. This is how Grace the Dove arrived. And many of you who have been with us that long know that about 6.5 years ago, she flew into our hydrangea tree tired and lost. And so now we have little Piccolo. So welcome to the ark. Oh, someone was going to ask, was it an elephant? If an elephant just walks onto this property, let me tell you, we are probably going to go viral because that would just be an amazing feat. Anyway, so he's new at the ark here. We're taking very good care of him. Our staff is taking very good care of him. And the doctor is going to see him next week. Here is Spider-Man Prince with his fly mask on. And Diesel, they are bonded now. They are very good friends. And so this is them in one of the fields at the stable. Here's Chester thinking he's going to get himself washed and clean this way by jumping in our washing machine. I always make sure to shut the door because this is what happens, people, when you don't shut the door to your washing machine and you have cats. It is a nice little space for them to go in. So he was exploring. And there's Bixby in one of the guest rooms hanging out. Bixby is my one-eyebrowed, half bangs, cut off, adorable little kitty. Bixby was a stray as a kitten, and that's how he came to us at the Ark. And he has turned into the most adorable, loving. He actually reminds me of my cat Mufasa that I had when I was in college. And Mufasa lived almost 16 years, and he very much reminds me of him. So those are our animal picks. We'll keep you updated on little Piccolo. This is quite the breaking news and the you know, this story unfolding at the Ark of this helmet pigeon that was not wild because he has no idea what predators are, that literally the Lord just brought and landed at our property. So we will keep you posted on that. Also, two more announcements. We have Adora America. There we go. Madison Square Garden this Friday night. We have the link for Ticketmaster that you could get discounted tickets. I believe they're about $20 a ticket. So I was very honored to ask to be a part of this. We are basically going to raise an altar of worship in the middle of New York City in Madison Square Garden. We're also going to be speaking the word of the Lord there as well. This had to happen in a garden for New York City because the first shot fired against humanity happened in the Garden of Eden. That is where the serpent was able to deceive man. So we have to go back to the garden to deal with what the serpent's done in New York City. So there's a very prophetic meaning why this happened the way it happened. So yep, you could go to our events section on arcofgrace.org, which is /events, and you can actually get the Ticketmaster link. Thank you, ladies, for showing everybody that. So that's where you can go and buy your tickets. I'm hoping to see many of you there. Yep, about $25 a ticket. So they were able to get discounted tickets because they had donors that gave for this in order for tickets to be discounted for anybody to basically come. And we have our night of prayer. July 7th, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join us. We are going live on all our platforms for a night of prayer for the nation, for the will of God, and for the Trump family. We will be joined by members of the Trump family. Also, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, General Flynn. We have Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer and Clay Clark. We have Dr. Lance Wallnau, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Don A. Clement, Eric Metaxas, Robin Bullock, and more. We also have attorney Alina Haba. So, we are looking forward to seeing you. Come join us. I think a piece of Sadie's hair just went in my mouth. I'm not even kidding you. But we are looking forward to having you join us for this night of prayer, doing what 2 Chronicles 7 says, humbling ourselves before the Lord, seeking his face, and praying that he stays his hand, has mercy on the nation, and helps us turn this around because we cannot do it without the Lord. We're very excited to see many of you there. We're going to come and stand in agreement together. It's going to be a powerful, powerful night. Okay, now that that's done, Sadie, honey, you're blocking it. Thank you. Okay, let's talk about what happened today because there's a lot going on right now. We have a lot to show you that's probably going to make your jaw drop. But what I want to do, and see, we put it all the way down here, the articles. I'm wondering if we should show the articles first. We could show them twice, but I'm wondering if we should show them first to show everybody what happened, because many of you saw what happened. But the Supreme Court ruling came down that Trump has some immunity in DC election interference case. They have ruled that anything he did on official business is immune as he did it as president. This is a huge ruling that is basically putting a huge delay in the election interference case against Trump, because there is a lot of immunity now that he has attained for official acts. Okay, so this is the ruling that came down today. Now, I'm going to show you prophecy having to do with this, because this is something that is in some ways historic, in some ways incredible, because it delays the election interference case. We're watching these events unfold in the nation. This ruling comes down right after that debate. I saw many of you put Lead Pipes Matter in the chat. That was where I lost it, giving you the debate commentary the other night, was on Lead Pipes Matter. Because Biden and his campaign to save us from lead pipes is just incredible to me. But hi, okay, so we're going to go back to 2019 quickly, and then we're going to fast forward to 2022, and we're going to move forward from there, because this is a very serious ruling the Supreme Court has brought down. Are you chasing Cyrus? Are you all out of your minds tonight? I mean, honestly, they are just completely like, this is like a circus tonight, honestly, with the animals. But Toby, I expect you to lay down and behave, honey. Mommy has to teach. Okay. So 12-12-2019, and I'm going to give more commentary and feedback as we move forward, but 12-12-2019, I know, honey, mommy loves you anyway. This is what the Lord says. Well, this is 4 years ago. I, the Lord God, am taking the axe to the diseased stumps of these branded and entangled mess of these very crooked trees that grew in a winding and serpent-like fashion, because their roots were drinking from the rivers of darkness, not of the living water of my capital word, says the Lord. The sickle is the hook I, the Lord, speak of in Ezekiel. Put a hook in their jaw. And I, the Lord, am doing the same. I have put a hook in the core of what drives them power, control, a thirst to oppress and depress in order to attempt to elevate their father, the devil. I, the Lord, have put a hook in their jaw and in their core, and am leading them in their delusions and illusions while the axe is being taken to their stump. And soon timber capital shall be yelled, and the crash will be loud, says the Lord, and send shockwaves and fear amongst those who were doing their bidding, who will now be caught. Watch, and he talks about advertisers that were going to walk as the truth comes out, and they were going to be more and more humiliated. Now, this is back in 2019, and the Lord says the big story will be there. They are not reporting the news, but propaganda, as Hitler attempted to use to harm my children, Israel, says the Lord. Look, now, this is the point where I want you to listen to this sentence, and we're going to show you the Time magazine cover. This is back in 2019. Look for that panic to ensue amongst those who have been the page boys and reporting dirt and mud, thinking the people could not see through it. Oh, the mud will be washed away and the entangled web exposed underneath. Pigs and livestock play in the mud, says the Lord, and therefore they shall be branded as such, says the Lord of hosts this day. So the Lord says, look for that panic to ensue among those who were reporting the dirt and the mud. He's talking about publications. He's talking about media entities. This is back in 2019. Well, let us show you the cover of Time magazine that has just come out. Panic. There's Biden walking away, and just the word panic. What did the Lord say back in 2019? Look for that panic to ensue amongst those who have been the page boys and reporting dirt and mud, thinking the people could not see through it. These are the publications he's talking about. And here is the front cover, and all it says is panic. Yes, they are panicked. Absolutely. They are panicked right now, because this is not going to be an easy bait and switch by any stretch of the imagination if this is the route they have so chosen to go, which it looks more and more like it is. Now, if you go to the beginning of 2022, January 2nd, 2022, I had this very vivid dream that the Lord had given me. And in this dream, it was dark and there were three large, powerful demons that stood before me. They were not allowed to come near me. The first was muscular with large horns and a deep, loud voice, a body like fire and could turn into a ball of fire with a lion letting out a gut-wrenching roar. This could have been Baal because of the horns. The other two, one was silverish and looked like armor. And then there was a third that was a dark figure who may have been wearing a cloak. The first demon with a thunderous voice boasted, as did the others, about what they were going to do in the courts. Each demon represented a different issue in the Supreme Court and court system. Demons represent a mock trial, okay? So they were going to try to operate through some of the judges, through attorneys, and put the people through a mock trial. So the people would be going through a mock trial, a trial run, a trial and a testing. The government and the worldly order want to see how far they can go with all of this. This is back in 2022. And then I wrote, entering the time of Daniel. This is the time of Daniel. We have entered the time of Daniel, which we will get into. I wrote at this point another time. This mock trial has now turned to real indictments of former presidents and real threats to the Supreme Court to carry out the crooked agendas of the powers that be. So this is the dream I had back in early 2022 about what high-ranking demons were going to try to accomplish through the court system. This was before indictments. Keep this in mind. This is about a year and 2 months before any indictments against this president come down, before any major issues come to the Supreme Court. This is what happens. Now, if you notice, the Supreme Court also ruled that I believe they weren't going to limit the pill that unalives babies, I'll say. This is the way I'll put it, but they were going to allow that to continue. I think the Lord's going to bring that issue back around again. I think he's going to keep bringing it around till the Supreme Court gets it right, according to what the Lord wants. This nation was given over to the Lord. A covenant was made by George Washington between Almighty God and this nation, and there are stipulations that have to do when promises like that are made between God and a nation. And so I think you're going to see that come back around as well to battle it out again in the courts. Now, jump to March 17th, 2023. This is a little bit longer, this of an excerpt from this word. However, a fall off a high seat shall leave those unable to continue in their half charade. Bait and switch. Bait and switch, says the Lord. Indict and switch at the same time. This shall be attempted, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the donkey has become a mule, that's capital, says the Lord. They are riding on a mule. That party is now riding a mule, a hybrid that cannot reproduce, it cannot grow. And some of the elephants have joined in following the mule. However, capital, says the Lord, Absalom rode on a mule too, in an attempt to rob the kingdom from his father David and destroy him, that's capitalized. He rode a mule, and that mule led him right to the tree where he hung, and his demise came. Hung on a tree, says the Lord. Haman was also hung on a tree, says the Lord. There is a connection. Absalom and Delilah are the same spirit working in tandem through opposite vessels, says the Lord. They are riding a mule to deceive. Be careful of the one who speaks with conservative bravado, however, has hooked up to the mule. They shall be highlighted. Be careful of such, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the mules cannot reproduce as hard as they try. What they have created, they cannot reproduce to rob the people again. Mules cannot be reproduced. They cannot be duplicated. They have created a hybrid to do nothing more than bear the burdens of their creation. And says the Lord of hosts, call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Call on me, capital, says the Lord, in this hour, all capitals, as there shall be a passing through the valley, says the Lord. The valley your nation was set to die in, says the Lord, this nation shall pass through. For I, the Lord your God, am your shepherd. Though you may walk through the valley of the shadow, capital of death, you shall fear no evil, for I, the Lord God, am with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort you. In this hour, capitals, I, the Lord, will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You shall be anointed with oil. Your cup shall runneth over, says the Lord, if you stay the course in this hour. Do not let the enemy turn your head to look back at the graveyard of the past. Do not allow the enemy, the father of lies, to veer you. For many who claim to be serving me and doing such for my name are nothing more than self-glorified war heroes and kings of a hill of their own making. That has little to do with serving me and much to do with serving themselves, says the Lord. They are serving themselves, that's capitalized. What they have amassed was not of me, it was of man, and that plumb line is being dropped in this hour. Yes, I, the Lord, am moving across your nation. The name of my son Jesus shall be echoed even louder and hit the four corners of your nation. The raising of the standard, the resisting of the enemy, and fighting to raise that standard. The mainstream shall even be speaking forth that name, and they shall not even know why they are doing it. All capitals. It does not matter who sits in the highest seat in the land, because I, the Lord, am on the highest throne. I am, and no leader or seat warmer or prognosticator, no matter which seat they hold, can keep me from having my way and moving and shifting across the land. Let freedom ring, shall be shouted in this hour, says the Lord. If you reject my capital purpose, says the Lord, they shall bind you in chains. However, says the Lord, if you submit fully, you shall be delivered from the snare of the fowler, O trumpet, says the Lord, you shall. So this is a year and a half almost before this ruling. And says the Lord of hosts, I, the Lord, am allowing things to shift and shake, and the fear of the Lord shall descend upon the nation, all capitals. The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, it shall descend upon your nation, and a holy reverence that has not been seen shall descend upon the people as they humble themselves on their face before the Lord in your capitals, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord is coming to your nation and to Canada, says the Lord. The people will be humbled, the leadership will be caught in a bear trap and be unable to continue. It is coming, says the Lord. Now, this was, once again, March 17th, 2023. If you jump to September 25th, 2023, there is something in here that is so crucial to this rooting, to this ruling, and I'm going to read it to you. This was what we call the Yom Kippur word. So this word was given and delivered on Yom Kippur last year, which is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Okay. September 25th, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the time of what you call Christmas, there shall be a sharp maneuver in the United States government, a very capital sharp maneuver, says the Lord. And there shall be a shakeup, even panic. There it is again. When the Lord repeats himself, you know it's imminent. So he said it at first back in 2019, and now he repeats himself in 2023. Even panic, says the Lord. Screaming in the halls of Congress, says the Lord, for January must be rectified, says the Lord, and must be rectified. Now, we're going to show you in a minute the ruling that came down about this. I, the Lord, thy God, am exonerating in this hour, for my capital righteous judgments have gone forth to acquit those who stand accused, to deliver, to set free. However, it shall not be in the same way, says the Lord, it shall not. For a different way is being carved, says the Lord, a different way, an unusual way, a way that I, the Lord thy God, see that many cannot. Ask for the vision, says the Lord, to see the path I see, and I, the Lord, shall give unto you dreams and visions that you shall see beyond the veil, for you, my children, are seated in heavenly places. Now, it goes on, same word. This indeed is the hour where the lion's den turns on the thieves and officials who attempted to move those out of the way that would not come into agreements with their covens and thievery, scoundrel behavior, says the Lord, for the scoundrels shall be rounded up, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, watch the Supreme Court in this hour and the judges of the appellate courts, a shrewd maneuver. And an emergency injunction, says the Lord, for the righteous shall have to take the wheel and turn the courts and these cases in the direction I, the Lord, say they should go. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the time, so it goes in again. Okay, so this is a double of what I had said above, but I added that piece onto it. He talks about Christmas, right, of last year, and then panic, right? Now, it goes on, and this is where, from what everything else that was said in this particular word, you're going to put it together that it was this ruling that was supposed to come down. Thus says the Lord, you shall hear trumpets again, says the Lord, a call for it across your land shall be stirred up once again, for at the trump capital there shall be a turn, a change in direction. The younger shall advise the older, says the Lord. In the midst, a burning bush, says the Lord, shall emerge. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the time of June. This is back in September of 2023. Around the time of June, there shall be a historic event in your nation, while many shall look in wonder as it takes place. Around the time of June, we have had two very serious rulings come down. One of them was at the end of June, and one of them was today. So the Lord gave the timing of around the time of June. He gave this back in September of 2023. So now we're going to show the two, because there was a January 6th ruling too, as well as the immunity that was granted today. So we'll just put those articles up. Okay, so that's the first one, right? Trump has immunity that was granted, which is huge because it's going to be very hard for them to go after him on many things, including having to do with January. Remember, the Lord said January must be rectified. This is the second ruling that came down Friday, June 28th, around the time of June. Supreme Court limits obstruction charges against January 6th rioters. And so basically this article goes on. This is a major win, actually, for those that were involved in January 6th. If we scroll down, we can see maybe a little more of the article here. Yeah, here, I'll read it. If we scroll up a little bit, I'll read it. The Supreme Court on Friday limited the power of prosecutors to pursue obstruction charges against those who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, narrowing a law that could have tacked years onto the sentence of hundreds of defendants. The decision also has an implication for President Trump, who was charged with the same crime, though that impact appears to be more limited than some initially predicted. It's more limited because what he did in official capacity as president, still, the Supreme Court has now ruled there is immunity. So Trump has a significant amount of immunity that is going to make it much harder for them to prosecute an election interference case. So these two cases came down around the time of June. This is when both these cases, historic in nature, came down and helped these defendants in these cases having to do with January, and also assisted President Trump in his fight that he's fighting with this election interference case. Okay. So, and the Lord is never going to tell you the exact date 99% of the time, because that's what separates him, that he is God and we are not. But he will tell you sometimes around the time of June, around the time of April, at times those words will be given. So praise the Lord for that. But these are two historic rulings. Say, here it is again. Yep. In historic ruling on presidential immunity, Supreme Court says Trump can be tried for private acts, but he cannot be tried for what he did as president in an official capacity. So this is a historic ruling, and that is what was said at the bottom here. Let me go back to it. Let me see here. Let me go back to it. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the time of June, there shall be a historic event in your nation where many shall look and wonder as it takes place. This is the historic events that are unfolding that we are watching. Why did the Lord choose for it to happen around the time of June? Because of Pride Month. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. So if they want to have that, well, then the Lord is going to make a spectacle of it, basically. And so we have seen these two rulings come down. Now we're going to go to January 16th, 2024. These are the more recent ones. The indictments are beginning to turn, says the Lord. That serpent is beginning to turn, and it shall bite those that attempted to utilize it for self-glorification, elevation, and placation, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, once that serpent turns and begins to constrict those who released such a devious spirit, it shall constrict their titles, their reputations, their plans, and what shall befall them shall be greater than what they attempted to do to this nation, the people and leaders I have anointed. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what the enemy attempts to steal and drain, what he attempts to take through the court of accusation, I, the Lord thy God, am keeping record, and he shall be ordered to pay back sevenfold in due season. However, says the Lord, submit fully unto me, that's capitalized, and my plan, and the way I, the Lord, shall do such. For I, the Lord, am your provider, not man. I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. And though the accusations fly, they are coming before my court, says the Lord, the highest court. And the actions of men and women are being weighed in this hour and shall be dealt with accordingly for an attempted destruction of a foundation of a nation, its covenant, and a family. It is being weighed, says the Lord, and men shall tremble as they are dealt with. For I, the Lord, am the shepherd. How dare wolves come into my flock? How dare the church let them in, says the Lord, to take my sheep. This is capitalized. My sheep is prey, says the Lord, as prey. How dare they offer them on an altar of perversion and lies, because the dark deeds of the shepherds is being hung over their heads. And in this hour, says the Lord, all capitals, I declare for it all to come out, The sheep cannot be weak and sick and ill-equipped anymore because the shepherds have been tampering with the devil in the dark. Enough, says the Lord, enough. The church must be rebuilt from its ruins, and a unique remnant shall rise in this hour. A unique breed, says the Lord, that I am positioning and elevating to be the voice of a fiery truth, says the Lord, that will make men quake under the powerful presence of my spirit. This is capital Ruach Elohim, the spirit of the living God. And forth from their mouths shall be the conviction, all capitals, that my word brings. For I am God, there is no other. And those who have challenged that in voice and in print shall see their judgments and consequences go forth. As a ravager to what they have built upon a foundation of dark agreements, the locust shall hunt them, says the Lord, and their crop, and what they have accumulated in their storehouses, says the Lord, for their prison doors. For prison doors opened to Joseph because he was faithful and he pursued me even in the darkest of prisons. And that is why no man like him was found in all of Egypt. He was chosen, set apart, and the chains fell off and the prison doors opened. As that door opens this year, a measuring rod shall be dropped in America, in Israel, in Iceland, in England, in Germany, in Italy, in New Zealand, in Australia. And you shall see a deep separation where the dross, the heaviest, the darkest dross comes to the top for what they have attempted to hold down to keep their seat. All capitals. My wind shall come under it and shall force it to the surface, and there shall be a great measuring, says the Lord. And as the people come together in me for their nations, it shall separate out the darkest of plans, purposes, acts, documents, what drives them, says the Lord. Will be what now, oh, what drives them, says the Lord, shall now be what removes them. And says the Lord of hosts, come under what my wings, my children, take refuge in me. And though they attempt to throw stones and boulders to stop what I, the Lord, am doing, those stones shall turn to dust at my word, and those boulders shall split. For the reaping and stealing from this nation that goes back past 50 years. Well, there is a large barley loaf headed toward their camp, and the judges shall tremble as well before me. For the judges were raised up in a time of Israel's bondage and oppression to a foreign nation, and those judges shall be elevated and equipped to do what I, the Lord, am asking them to do. This is heading for the camp of a wicked ring, a circle that goes round the globe. And there shall be key fractures and a breaking of the agreement as some way to step into their shoes. That goes back to the dream I had back in 2021, is some way to step into their shoes. Remember the three pairs of shoes that were on the floor, and Joe Biden was very, you know, not well in bed, and Barack Obama's at the head of the bed? Okay. It shall and will in a moment be taken from them, for those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard shall pay a heavy price this year for their deeds. In parentheses, it says another word, and they shall be paraded out before the people, for I gave you a chance to turn from your foreign gods and agreements with haters of my children. However, you did not heed Barack. You did not heed those in the highest offices. A garland around their neck shall not be a gift, but it is a woe, says the Lord. It is. So, as you can see, the Lord touches on the judges here. But then February of 2024, February 19th, 2024 is when the Lord issues the warning. And this is what it says. It's all capitals. And says the Lord of hosts, I, the Lord thy God, this day am issuing a warning to the highest court in the land, the supreme and the appellate courts. You are a servant of the people, not of yourselves, of the interest of God haters and freedom takers that reside in your capital of America. You are a servant meant to uphold the law, not change it, not interpret it, but to uphold the law and ensure corruption is magnified in cases and fallacies, and weak evidence does not make the foundation of a case. I am warning you, O judges. Choose righteously in this hour. Rule in accordance with the law and my word, for it shall be your seats if you choose to follow the wayward path, the broad path of the perversions of the law that an entire gaggle of fools has put forth. All capitals. I warn you, O judges. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Walk in my ways and I will protect you from the threat being brought forth. However, the one tied to a garland is in danger of losing their seat. Choose this day whom you will serve, for a man cannot serve two masters. I will uphold you before men as you do the honorable and righteous acts before the nation and to the appellate court, says the Lord. If you take bribes, O judges, to uphold weak cases, corruptible cases, if you choose to follow the stench, lies, and wickedness put forth, your robe shall be lifted up before the people, and what has been hidden away in your desks and lockboxes shall be unlocked and exposed. Be a judge who represents me, the Lord Almighty, not a puppet who sits in a kangaroo court and enables such a circus, stubborn donkeys and trained elephants, and prosecutors who have done worse in the dark than those they accuse. The depths of their dark deed and acts that break the law shall and will be put under a microscope, and no matter how well they have hidden such, the truth will break and it shall be laid bare, says the Lord. That warning was given to the Supreme Court February of 2024, just 4 months before this ruling came down. So you have this, and then you go back to September 25th, 2023, where the Lord says, around the time of June, a historic event is going to happen in your nation. This is around the time of June. This just came down on the heels of June, and the January 6th ruling came down in June. So these things, praise the Lord, are coming to pass, and all glory goes to God for that, because you know why? I would have never been able to know things like this. This is the Lord, and we give him all the glory for that. Now, do I think Mr. Smith, I don't know if there's a Mrs. Smith, but I know there's a Mr. Smith, right? Isn't he the prosecutor in this case? Isn't his name Jack Smith? Am I wrong about this? Who's the name of the prosecutor that was prosecuting the going after Trump in the Supreme Court, this election interference case? Yes, it was Jack Smith, right? Mr. Smith has two huge problems now. Now, let me walk it back to the night of the debate, because I'm so glad many of you love my live debate reaction, and I'm going to do more of those. So I am going to do live reactions to certain breaking news, especially if I can bring things biblically into such. Biden to speak on Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Well, you better get the subtitles out. I hate to say that, but it's true. After what we saw at the debate, you need those Godzilla movie subtitles to understand this man that they are throwing up there, knowing that he is a shell. And that is very sad. And so we have to go back to the debate first, okay? And I'm going to walk it up to Mr. Smith. We don't know if there's a Mrs. Smith, but we know there is a Mr. Smith in this case. So the night of the debate, they wanted a June debate for a reason. First of all, the Lord, in one way, walk them into that, because June is Pride Month, and pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall, according to Proverbs. The masks came off at the debate, and people saw the frailty of Biden in all of its ugliness. They saw it. They saw the frailty. They saw the condition he was in. And it's interesting that that happened in Pride Month, because the last two Pride Months before this, Biden fell. He fell off his bike at Rehoboth Beach, and then last year he fell on stage at a military event. And this year on Pride Month, there's the debate, and he literally falls before the nation because they see the condition that he's in and that they actually put him up there. So, but they chose June for a reason. Now, the Lord allowed them to do this because, well, of what I just explained, but they wanted an early debate in case they had to do a bait and switch. They would not set this debate for September because they could not bait and switch if they set this debate for September. They set it early for June, and Trump did walk into that. He might have walked into it knowing exactly what they were doing, but it was set early so they could, if they had to, activate this bait and switch that apparently is being led by four leaders. Okay, we'll say that. And so this is why it was June, because now they have the time to do that. So this Supreme Court ruling comes on the heels of the debate. And you have now Jack Smith in a precarious situation because he cannot try Trump for anything he did in official capacity as president. He has immunity from that. He has immunity. So now that makes half their case at least go bye-bye and now delays it because that entire case has to be reworked. Oh my goodness, Bixby is making this first guest appearance ever, I think, on Ark of Grace. I'm telling you, they're all coming in tonight, guys. You know why? Because the house is quiet right now. So they're all coming. Hi, Bixby. You want to come in and talk about Jack Smith? He's like, no. So basically,
I didn't understand that.
Oh my goodness, because my phone, there's Bixby on Galaxy. Yep, that's why it triggered it when I said the name. Isn't that funny? Okay, Clarence Thomas goes after Jack Smith in Supreme Court ruling. Thank you, Justice Thomas, for doing the whole nation a justice by bringing forth this ruling, because this puts that other side into even more of a panic, because they were banking on this case. They put all their eggs in one basket with this case. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and he just fell off and cracked it to a million pieces is what happened with this case, because they were riding on the Supreme Court ruling that they could go after Trump for January, for election interference, even while he was president. Now that this has happened, what they had put in a basket is now a mess of cracked shells and spilled yolks all over. And this is going to delay that case considerably, possibly until after the election. So what I think, I'll tell you in a minute what I think they're going to do. Oh, he's up. Do we have sound? Let's see. Is there a way to get sound? But he's reacting now, Biden. So let's see. I doubt he's happy about this. I doubt he's happy about what's going on here. I think they are forcing him to make a decision.
The rule of this nation.
Oh, there we go.
Nearly 4 years ago, my predecessor sent a violent mob to the U.S. Capitol to stop the peaceful transfer of power.
Was he there? Did he see it?
With our own eyes. We sat there and watched it happen that day. Attack on the police. The ransacking of the Capitol. A mob literally hunting down the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. Gallows erected to hang the Vice President, Mike Pence. I think it's fair to say it's one of the darkest days in the history of America.
Oh, not like Pearl Harbor or anything, right, Joe? Not like Pearl Harbor.
Facing potential criminal conviction for what happened that day. And the American people deserve to have an answer in the courts.
Keep saying the word criminal, hoping that you believe a square is a circle? This is what they do.
The public has a right to know the answer about what happened on January 6th before they asked to vote again this year. Now, because of today's decision, that is highly, highly unlikely.
Yep.
It's a terrible disservice to the people of this nation.
Oh, no, they just did the people of this nation an amazing disservice. An amazing service.
Should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior. The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th.
Should we bring a case to the Supreme Court for all the murders that have happened at the hands of illegal immigrants that this man let in across the border to go after our own people? Should we bring that case to the Supreme Court? Because I think that should be brought.
They want to entrust the president.
He wants to talk about criminal.
The presidency to Donald Trump. Now knowing he'll be even more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it. You know, at the outset of our nation, it was the character of George Washington, our first president, to find the presidency.
Oh, no.
He believed power was limited, not absolute. And that power always resides with the people. Always. Now, over 200 years later, today's Supreme Court decision, once again, it'll depend on the character of the men and women who hold that presidency that are going to define the limits of the power of the presidency.
No, what they basically do, they checked the other branches of government and did exactly what they were designed to do. Okay, I think I've heard enough of Joe. I can only take him in small doses, everyone. I'm so sorry. But the Supreme Court, I know, honey, I know. The Supreme Court did exactly what it is designed to do in these cases where government wants to take gross advantage of its power and hunt political prey and try to destroy people and persecute Christians and do all sorts of things of that nature. The Supreme Court came in and checked the other branches of government because it is supposed to be checks and balances. The judicial branch, the legislative branch, they're all supposed to be checks and balances. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court came and did it today. It came and did its due diligence and brought its checks and balances to other branches that want to operate limitless and completely unchecked for when they feel a political opponent is a threat to the corrupted power and stack of garbage that they have built in this nation. And it is a stench across this entire nation. And when this happened to Israel, biblically speaking, one of two things happened. They cried out to God, and God stayed his hand of judgment, and he delivered them. Or they dug in their heels, they stiffened their necks, and God allowed the judgment to come on them. This is where we are at in the crisis of this nation. They want unchecked power. They don't want the Supreme Court to do their job. They want the Supreme Court to do what they say and what they define the law as. And that is not what our founding fathers envisioned when it came to checks and balances being put in place. When they said checks and balances, they meant checks and balances. And the Supreme Court is meant to come in and check and stop when there is something that is taking a gross advantage of the law. And that is exactly what the Supreme Court did today. They judged righteously. And the one that's tied to a garland is going to lose their seat. If they don't get in line, they're going to lose their seat. Because either they get in line right now with the Lord and judging righteously and being a representative of the righteous judge on earth, or the Lord will remove them. And they saw the existential crisis we were facing. Most of those members, they voted 6-3 in favor of granting Trump immunity because they saw the existential crisis we were facing. And if they did not rule according to the law and powers that presidents are granted in times of emergency, right? And they did not rule in accordance to that. What they were going to do is set a precedent for any corrupt, out of control, unhinged administration to dip into that well of power as much as they want and destroy political opponents, bully and intimidate the other branches of government, and take off running into the abyss of where the United States was headed. And so we have to understand that when you see the corrupt get really, really mad at a ruling, 99% of the time it's a righteous ruling. 99% of the time, it is a righteous ruling, and those principalities and powers that influence those corrupted men and women throw an epic tantrum because their plans now are being stopped. You see, in the game of chess, right? When you are in sight of a checkmate, but you are not quite there yet, your piece is moved into position and you go check. And the other opponent has a chance to make a move. But many times a check has an opponent cornered to then bring in the checkmate, right? It looks like that we are at check. And the Supreme Court just moved that piece into position on the chessboard. And the hallmark of a brilliant chess player is to bait their opponent into making a move that they think is going to profit them. But when they make that move, it's a trap and it's checkmate. How the corrupt and the left and the trained elephants react to this ruling is going to expose to you exactly what they are going to do. Because now Biden has failed them on stage at that debate, and now the Supreme Court has checked them. They are being cornered. And when a wounded animal is cornered, it is fight or flight. That is what it is. When a wounded animal is cornered, it is fight or flight. And that is the point it's being brought to purposely. But our job, as this is happening, is to keep interceding for the nation, to keep speaking the word of the Lord, to speak to those dry, dead bones of the United States of America and say, you will live. God is a merciful God. And if we obey the instructions in 2 Chronicles, including the Supreme Court justices, if I were the Supreme Court justices, I would start gathering in prayer on your knees right now. In the middle of this, because more is going to be required of you before November. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, number 2, 3, and turn from their wicked ways. So that's 3 sets of instructions. The Lord gives 3 answers in rebuttal. I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So for the 3 instructions that the people of God do in a time of national crisis, God will give 3 answers. I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. He will release 3 answers into a nation that does this. This is why we're doing this night of prayer. This is exactly why, because it is very much needed right now. We need to obey the instructions in 2 Chronicles in the temperature we are in, because they are desperate right now. Not only are they desperate, every leftist, fascist, wokest bud that has grown off of this deep, dark root that they have put in the nation is all in jeopardy right now. That pride flag is going to mutate itself right into oblivion. There's a reason why things are mutating and they're becoming schizophrenic amidst this, because they're being cornered, they're being checked, they're being dealt with. People are waking up, and you're going to see the schizophrenicness. You're going to see the mutating. You're going to see the scrambling. You're going to see the panic. Panic will ensue. Prepare yourselves, because panic is about to ensue. So just prepare yourselves and be in prayer, because they are panicked with very limited options. But the Supreme Court does what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to come in and check the other branches that want to take a little bit too much power that they're not supposed to have, and want to define the law based on their political goals, not based on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and our Judeo-Christian values. So the 3 that did not, watch those 3, because this was a historic case, but one of them's tied to a garland and they're going to lose their seat. And that is coming. That is coming. So this is why it's so important that we come together and we come into prayer and we do things like this, because the intercession is greatly needed. It is no mistake, I think, that the Lord positioned me at Madison Square Garden 2 days before the night of prayer to raise an altar of worship in New York City, where all the lawfare is happening. Where all the lawfare is happening, where that golden Ishtar Ashtoreth idol has been placed atop the appellate courthouse. What did the Lord instruct Gideon to do in the book of Judges? Tear down the altar of Baal. Build the altar to the Lord and make a sacrifice and worship. This is what has to be done in New York City. And this is what's happening 2 days prior to that night of prayer. And I believe that was by God's design. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I think this is, yes, where we're going to stop for tonight, because we are almost at an hour. But I am telling you, they got checked tonight. And you are going to see panic from it. If Time Magazine is posting that cover and all it says is panic, with Biden walking away, you know, even the publications and the digital coliseum of media right now is in a heightened state of alert, because they chose to launch digital guerrilla warfare against the righteous, against those God has anointed, against certain leadership. They have chose to launch this in this environment. And the Lord is most certainly going to, in the way only God can, return fire, because this has moved into a digital arena. This has moved into guerrilla warfare. This has moved into politicizing issues that were never meant to be political issues. Life should not be a political issue. There are certain issues that should just not be political issues, and they have overly politicized them in order to divide and divide and divide in order to weaken the foundation and the base. So this is going to be very, very interesting, because July is the ninth hour. Remember, I had said the sixth hour. Right? From the time the war in Israel started, the sixth hour. So November, December, January, February, March, April. April is the sixth hour. We are, and darkness fell over the land till the ninth hour. The ninth hour would be July. And then there was deliverance. So this is going to be very interesting to watch how this unfolds. And I'm going to be in prayer about this, but I'm working on something that I'm going to be talking about probably next week. But I am working on it. It has to do with the book of Nahum. It's a book that is overpassed. It is a book, though, that most certainly has to do with what is happening now. So I am working on that with the Lord, and you will probably hear that next week. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We so appreciate you tuning into this live reaction about this historic Supreme Court decision today. They did say he could be tried for private acts. You guys can't try him for acts that he did when he was president, which had to do with an official capacity. Okay, so we're going to put up two things real quick. We're going to put up MyPillow. There's Duchess on her MyPillow dog bed. It is definitely Duchess approved. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC, you can save up to 66% and sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. We have had Mr. Mike Lindell on here at least a couple of times. It's always great when he does come on, but they make great gifts, and they have towels, they have sheets, they have robes, they have amazing slippers. Their dog beds are durable and washable. So you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC. Also, we're going to put up QE Strong. QE Strong has all natural health solutions. They have patches for many different issues that we face in life, including pain relief, anti-anxiety. They have patches for pets that are going through health issues and more. So you can go to QEStrong.com and use promo code ARC to get 15% off of your order. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're done. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to see you Sunday night. We're going to be preparing the rest of the week for the night of prayer. I will be putting out shorts. We will be putting those up on our platforms, but we need to prepare for this very, very important night of prayer. So we're looking forward to seeing you Sunday night, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And those of you also that come to Adore America at Madison Square Garden, keep the faith, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Also Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. We should be saying that a lot and checking our hearts and cleansing and just humbling ourselves before the Lord. Also Ephesians 1 and 3. Clay mentioned these chapters today as well. He read from them, but there are scriptures from those chapters that are in the first two pages of the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin that I say every single day. Also, I encourage you to say the Lord's Prayer because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There is an order to that prayer that is so important for our prayer life. So we just like to encourage you in these things. And as well, if you haven't in these times given your heart to Jesus Christ and you haven't given Jesus Christ a chance, I encourage you right now to make that decision that will change your life and to give your heart and your life over to Jesus Christ and surrender to his will for your life. In these times, we need someone that sees far beyond what we can see to lead us, guide us, and walk through us every trial we go through. Not that those trials will go away, but Jesus Christ and Almighty God will walk those trials through with us. So we encourage you, please do that today. We also have information on arcofgrace.org for that as well for you. We're probably going to do another altar call the night of prayer. So I believe we're going to be doing that as well. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you everyone for joining us. And do me a favor, if you can, take communion before the night of prayer. I'm going to be taking communion before. Maybe we could even take it, go live, and I could take it. And we could all start by taking communion together. So get your unleavened bread and your grape juice or whatever you use ready. But I think maybe we're going to start the night of prayer with communion. So I just encourage you all to get that ahead of time. Be ready. And that's how we're going to open up the night of prayer before we bring any guests on. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. See you Sunday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.